Hi, welcome back to Success Today. I am your host, Greg Rolette, and right now I have an incredible guest for you who's been in the education field for more than 35 years and is now on a mission to really help children to learn the power of service. Her new company is Crazy Amazing Me. Welcome, my new friend, Anne Marie Smith. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
I am really excited to hear more about your journey because in heart, you're an educator.
Yes.
You know, you've been in education for 35 years, yes. Rising the ranks and helping children. You have children of your own. You've been in real estate, and now you have an incredible opportunity to impact millions of people through Crazy Amazing Me. We're going to get into all of that today, but I guess first, tell everybody who's watching just a little bit about you and your company.
So I started off in education right out of high school and decided that it was for me. I loved working with people. I loved teaching. Over the years, as I grew and had children, I decided that I wanted to venture off. At one point, I just wanted to be successful and I wanted to be somebody that could create change. So here I stand today with 15 companies that I am the CEO of.
Wow. That's, you made it sound so easy. I'm just going to be a teacher and now I run 15 companies. And throughout, I mean, I know there's a long journey and stories in there, but I want to talk about why you feel called to help people, train people, educate people. And I think it started with just trying to train your own children about service. So talk about, you know, kind of how you got into that and why it's so important to you.
So I grew up with parents who were very service oriented and giving back to the community. They would take us down to small villages in Mexico and we would visit the orphanages and take food and help give them clothes and things like that. As my husband and I are raising our children, it's just was different. Our time didn't allow us to go down to small villages or orphanages. So we decided to create an opportunity for them to pay it forward. So thus started Crazy Amazing Me with my niece and my two children. And it really was an opportunity for them to sell t-shirts, design them, sell them, and then use the proceeds to pay it forward. So the money is used to pay for people's layaways at Walmart or pay for the car behind us at Starbucks. So it's just random acts of kindness. It was really important for me to teach them how to take care of other people and take care of our communities.
What's unique about this that I didn't know until you just kind of described that to me is while you're, you know, helping them to help other people, you're really helping them to help themselves too, because they're learning about entrepreneurship and they're learning about business and they're learning about, you know, what makes a good product that people are going to want to buy. So we can help other people through the proceeds. This has to be kind of a really great magical experience to them. How do you get them to see the value in what you're doing for them?
Well, I think we've been really clear, my husband and I, that they're broke. They have no money. And we laugh about that because you can ask my son and he'll say, I don't have two nickels to rub together and they lend me a bed. What we wanted them to learn was the value of work and to build a good work ethic, but also to have fun in what they do and to stress to them that it's important to have an education because that will continue to grow you to your full potential, mm-hmm. but also figure out what you love to do so that it doesn't feel like work. Yeah. So to give them an opportunity at this age, we've been giving them allowances since they were 4 years old. So they've learned the how to manage money and how to invest.
Now, helping your own children is great, but you want to help so many more people through this, through Crazy Amazing Me. Talk about, you know, kind of the vision for the company and you know, what do you want this to turn into? What do you want your legacy to be through this company?
I want it to be, we're starting off with the book series. Mm-hmm. Our first book is going to be Raising Crazy Amazing Kids. And my goal, my vision is that any parent, whether you're struggling, poor, rich, you can pick up this book and you can pick some things that you can do that will change how you raise your children so that you can have the product that you want, the child that you want.
That's amazing. And that's just the first step because you told me just there's a whole nother book line and book series and just so much more for this company. And you really have the opportunity to impact so many people. And I think part of the reason to your success, you and I were talking about this off camera, is that, you know, you've set out intentionally to build the life that you have now using, you know, different tools and things like that. Would you share a little bit about, you know, some of these things that have really helped you get to where you are today?
So I read a lot, at minimum 2 books a week. And it's always about learning different techniques or different things that are going to help me to be very intentional with what I want my life to look like. Mm-hmm. I was very intent on writing down goals every year as a family. What are the goals? What do I want to happen financially, spiritually? And vision boards. I'm a big believer in the vision board. So once I put it down to paper, there's a picture that matches.
Now you've told me you even found your husband
by
putting a picture on a vision board as well. So it works for many different purposes.
It very much does, yes.
That's incredible. And you still use these tools. So it's not like you just set goals 20 years ago and you know, you're still doing these things today.
Yes. And the other component that helps, because it's scary when you put something out there and it's a big goal. It's scary. Is it going to happen? So I have a dreams accomplished board, and it's everything that I wanted that manifested itself. So when I'm scared, I look at it and think, ah, that was scary at the time, and look, I have it now.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, I know you've been able to help so many people through, you know, all of your companies, through your work in education. But what's just a big story that comes to mind where you knew that you were doing the right thing, that you were making the biggest impact that you possibly could?
I was just talking to my best friend day before yesterday, and she's a social worker and was really unhappy with where she was in her job. And it hit me in talking to her. She works for our companies now, and she says, I love what I do. I'm happy. I have time with my kids. And it was a realization that having the opportunity to have these companies, I can offer people jobs. And I can put them in a place where they're gonna do what they love to do. And at the end of the day, we all wanna be happy. That's the big piece. And sometimes I think we think, oh, if I get that job, I'll be happy, if I make this money.
Right.
But my goal is to teach people to be happy where you're at.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Nothing is gonna make you happy. You have to choose to be happy.
Yeah, it's so, the journey, right?
The journey, exactly.
I love that. I'm sure there's a lot of people watching right now, whether they're raising kids and they need a little bit of help, whether they're in a job that they, you know, aren't happy in every day, they're waiting for that destination. What's one big piece of advice you'd give to someone watching right now to, you know, maybe have a crazy, amazing life rather than the life that they're living right now?
I would say you have to know. Let me go back. I believe everybody was born to answer a question. What's the question? For me, it's how do I make things better? And that drives my whole life. So once you figure out what's the question you were born to answer, then your whole life falls into place because you automatically know why you act the way you do or why you do what you do. So that's the first key. And then after that, it's got to be fun. Raising kids has been fun. Working has been fun for me.
Yeah.
Being a daughter, a sister, a friend, it's all got to be fun. So listen to the music you love, dance, whatever's going to put you in that state of mind where you're feeling it, where you're excited. And to me, that's the components of a happy life.
Yeah, but you've been intentional to create it that way.
So
you can dance when you want to dance and play when you want to play and work when you want to work.
Right.
I think it's really powerful. Now, for those listeners who are watching right now and they want to learn more about the crazy, amazing adventures that you're going on, learn more about the books and just the projects you have in general, what's the best place for them to go to learn more about all that you're up to?
So you can go online to crazyamazingme.com and there it is, that you can have a direct link to contact me also. So I'm happy to serve and to share what I've learned through this journey.
That's incredible. CrazyAmazingMe.com is the website. Anne-Marie, thank you so much for being
here today.
I hope that you all have a crazy, amazing journey. And we'll be back with more with Success Today in just a minute.